As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, I think. Welcome to our Friday, September the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Tick-tock, countdown to September the 11th. Anyway, it's going to happen over the weekend. I'll talk about what happened about it on Monday. Anyway, we come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, always news. I can hardly say good news most days, hard facts, that's for sure. And from time to time, we even scratch around in the corners of workable solutions. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. We're all scratching our heads this morning. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. BVLhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. All broadcasting to their local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals join all the other indices in decline following the Ben and Barry show. Yeah, the Ben and Barry show. What a joke that was yesterday. Central bankers' old dull tools may fool the common government, but they don't fool the people. Federal Reserve banking, central banking, banking history, all that. We'll cover that in the broadcast as well. But before we go there, let's go here and get the market report out of our way for this morning. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Buddy, like a sea of red ink across the board. Anyway, gold off $27.40 this morning, coming in at $1,842.20, and that's pretty good news. Silver off 65 cents at $41.69 a troy ounce. Platinum off 26 bucks. Yeah, everything's down. It's all in the red. Platinum off 26 bucks at $1,834. Fortunately, gold is still above platinum. Kind of an unusual carry-on from this earlier in the week. Palladium this morning off 8 bucks at $745. A widespread this morning in the gold spot market, however. $1,822.30. They came in with the jackboots slapping, brought down gold a long ways. Anyway, opened up at about $1,822.30. We have a high of $1,887.40, $65 spread. Excuse me. But again, at $1,842.20, your gold is up year-to-year $598.90, folks, at 48.14% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, they didn't know where to go with this. They just picked the number and ran with it. They set the price at $1,879.50, and gold went down past that so fast it dragged their shorts down. Anyway, the jockeys are down on the London Gold Fix this morning. The SPDR gold shares overnight, I guess they figured out how to access their website, off 0.9 metric tons. They claim to be holding this morning 1,231.41 metric tons for the first change this week. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Good morning. Friday. Boy, I'm ready for the weekend, aren't you? Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I see you, Red Ink. Gold off, $27, $27.40 down at $18.42.20. I'm not going to cry about $1,800 gold. No way. Not me. Not this kid. Anyway, silver off 65 cents at $41.69. That's a pretty sweet price, too. I'll take it. Platinum off $26 at $18.34, and palladium off $8 at $745. Again, the SPDR gold shares finally woke up from his long slumber, actually made a move. They sold off 0.9 metric tons, just about a ton of gold. They claim this morning to be holding 1,231.41 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at these spot prices at $73.4 billion. Where is it going to go today? I think it's going to go back up. Just another one of those waterfall-like events. But, of course, it wasn't limited just to the just to the spot market this morning in the precious metals. It's all over the equities, the futures, sell across America, the contagion. I don't think anybody really... I don't think anybody was really fooled by Barry the Usurper, and well, I call it all right. I think the Ben and Barry show. It didn't set well with the world, and as a result, in Asia, in Asia trading, we got. Let's see what we can do. Scroll over here and take a look. See what we got in Asia overnight. Click on that bad boy. The Nikkei was down 54. The Hang Seng was off 46. The Shanghai was off 1. The Sensec was down 299. The Global Down was off 39 in Europe. We're showing the FTSE off 105, CAC was off 96, the DAX is off 190. The FTSE MIB is at off 515, and, you know, we'll see where it goes this morning. But you can see in the Dow this morning, it's just got a straight waterfall-like plunge. And the headlines on Market Market Watch, Wall Street Journal, U.S. stocks in sharp retreat. All right, so everybody's down this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday in the U.S. markets closed off 119 at 11,296. The NASDAQ closed down 20 at 2529. The S&P 500 closed off 13 at 1,186. As we go into the discussion for today, we're going to talk about Benny Bernanke and Barry the Usurper. But then we're going to go in and we're going to look at a little bit more of the monetary and credit policies of the Federal Reserve System. And we're going to see that they're dealing with a bunch of old dull tools. I mean, these guys can't even get the top of the job box off, all right? Somebody lost the key, all the same old tools, and they keep talking about, oh, they've got all this, you know, these policy tools that they can whip out on us. Well, we know better than that. We're not easily fooled here on this network. Crude oil this morning off a buck and a penny at $88.04 at these 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning, the only bright spot in the entire picture, up 21 basis points, and I guess that was supposed to impact the markets, which we know impacts the foreign exchange rates for this morning. The Canadian loonie hanging on for its dear life at a dollar, straight across trade, pushing a buck for a buck. And I got a real nice gift from one of our listeners, sent me a dandy donation to help offset the cost of doing the broadcast. And after I made the deposit in the bank on their liability side of their ledger sheets, it was a couple of weeks later, and I got a little notice from the bank. They gave me some credits because the exchange rate, the foreign exchange rate, was in our favor, banker, in my favor for once. Yeah, I got a little bit of an extra bonus because there was an exchange rate differential, and the Canadian dollar at the time of the deposit cleared put an extra buck or so in my pocket, and that was nice. The Mexican peso this morning off 69 basis points. It's doing everything it can do, but we're having to round up now to get back to 8 cents. It's been above 8 cents for months and months. Now it's below eight, or it's below the 8 cent mark. We're having to round up to get there. If you want to do the math, it's 12.5964 pesos per dollar. Fill up your pockets while you can at 8 cents a pop for pesos. The euro this morning off 71 basis points at $1.38. Yesterday was $1.40. This morning, British pound off 24 basis points at $1.59. Yesterday it was $1.60. This morning, the Swiss franc off 59 basis points at $1.14. Yesterday, I think it was at $1.17, was it not? Bond market this morning, the U.S. bonded indebtedness to treasuries, the yield on the 2-year at 0.18%. I don't know whether that's a new all-time low, but it's very low. I haven't seen the benchmark yield, the 10-year, at this rate in a long time. Can't recall ever having seen it. But this morning, it's at 2%, even 2% in the benchmark 10-year. U.S. Treasuries, the 30-year at 3.34. Of course, that impacts and carries down the mortgage market along with it. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage on a national average moves down from 3.50% a month ago to 3.38 this morning. These are giveaway prices. 30-year mortgages, fixed-rate mortgage, moves down from 4.33% to 4.18%. Still trying to entice people in, although, as we've seen in the articles, the qualifying for the loan is becoming more and more difficult to do so. Prime rate this morning, chiseled in stone, locked in at 3.25% and standing. Your gold-to-silver ratio, it's going to take you 44.20 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. The only thing happening, really, as far as the Econoday website is concerned, is a little bit of a review, a recap, if you will, of Benjamin Shalom's speech yesterday to the Minnesota Economic Club in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where they say this, the highlight, Fed Chairman Benjamin Bernanke, Benny, little Ben, Benny and Timmy. Haven't heard much from Timmy. Timmy's been really silent lately. You know, he doesn't go over and talk to Mr. Finance very much anymore. At least he doesn't make the news. He's probably too busy chairing the Global Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim, check that out. See if you like that. Our Fed, our Treasury Secretary. heading up this global organization, the Pilgrim Society, with the Queen of England and all the rest of them in there. Not too comfortable with that myself personally. The Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, the Shalom, stated in prepared comments today that the Fed, and this be yesterday, that the Fed will do all it can to help restore high rates of growth and employment while maintaining stable inflation. Of course, he didn't tell you that the Fed can't do anything to do that, but that's what he's going to tell you. His comments today are similar to those given out of the other orifice, his Jackson Hole speech. His Jackson Hole speech. Wow. On August the 26th, Bernanke's focus is largely on the Fed considering additional easing and that the Federal Open Market Committee is ready to employ easing tools as appropriate. All right, quantitative easing. They don't have very many tools. We'll talk about the tools in greater detail as we move along. Quote, in addition to refining our forward guidance, it's like a guided missile, right? It's like a kamikaze pilot, down, 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 onto the deck of the carrier, killing everyone aboard. Kamikaze pilot, are you out of your effing mind? The Federal Reserve, that's Cheech and Chong, by the way, I'm not that nasty. The Federal Reserve has a range of tools that could be used to provide additional monetary stimulus. Well, Benny, why don't you drag that toolbox out one more time? Let's look in it.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X. Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so many of you may have heard yesterday a report on another network. There has been a vessel that was sailed from ports of America all the way over to the waters outside off the shore of Palestine and Israel. And they had a memorial yesterday for those that perished after the Israelis attacked the USS Liberty. And so we look forward to the 20th. Of this month, and we've already heard from our State Department that they're not going to back in the United Nations a Palestinian bid to have statehood recognized. So there will just be a continuing genocide against the Palestinians in this apartheid state called Israel. Anyway, back into the discussion here. And yes, there's going to be a lot of action happening as we come into this time period. Much is happening on the 20th. As well as the 21st of September. But let's jump into it and take a look. The usurper turns to an old playbook to grow jobs with tax cuts and spending. That's right. Old tools, old dull tools, many old dull tools and young fools. In Congress, for those of you that may have watched the extravaganza, a bunch of stuffed shirts jumping up and down, clapping like idiots. Hillary, Billary, and Nod were there. Little Timmy Geithner was present. So many other people I could recognize in the audience. So they were all in there, a joint session. And all they were basically doing was rolling out the retreads. It looked like a JCPenney auto lot or something. Anyway, this article by Brian Fahler for Bloomberg. Barry the Usurpers rolled out $447 billion job plan. Sounds to me like we really ought to just make a straight across swamp. We're going to spend over $600 billion a year in just basic funding for the military. If he wants to squander this kind of stuff on these old ideas, maybe we could just recall the military and have them march around in circles near the Grand Canyon, and we'll use that military spending to pee away on all these old tired plans that the usurper drug out from history. Anyway, let's go through. He sure was a delightful dog and pony show, though, wasn't it? They had a really, really interesting, I was watching it on whitehouse.gov, this presentation he made last night. Oh boy, they had it all set up. Whoever their IT specialists are, they really know how to set up a deal. Unfortunately, the ideas were not stimulating, for me at least. His call for a payroll tax break, extending unemployment insurance. They're going to give people on unemployment another year? Wow. They're like 92 months already. Let's go ahead and throw in another 52 months just for good measure. Increasing infrastructure spending. We could make little bricks. We could put all the roads into bricks again, tear up all the asphalt, Barry, and put down bricks. Maybe we could go back to horses and buggies. Get ready for that. Anyway, increasing infrastructure spending. I don't know whether this infrastructure spending that he wants to do is going to pay for the NASCO corridor. Maybe we're going to be doing all this infrastructure spending for Juan Carlos of Spain or something. Javier Solano ought to be happy with this kind of news. Anyway, his call for payroll tax breaks, extended unemployment insurance assistance, increased in infrastructure spending, and adding cash-strapped state governments amount to extending, tweaking, or reviving policies lawmakers have already tried in the years-long effort to reduce unemployment. Looks like an amalgam. Here's a quote. Looks like an amalgam of things we've already seen, said Stephen Stanley, the chief economist at Stamford, Connecticut-based Pierpoint Securities. Pierpoint, that would be DuPont, right? LLC, quote, I don't know why you would demand a joint session of Congress to deliver such a pedestrian package. Good point, Stephen. I agree with you there. Continues, with time running out for any measures to be felt before next year's election, limited options for providing a short-term stimulus, and Republicans resisting more spending, the usurper opted for ideas that have already won a measure of bipartisan support. The president, under mounting pressure to address an economy that produced no net gain jobs in August, presented his plan last night, the centerpiece of which would extend a payroll tax break for millions of Americans. It would reduce the levy by 3.1%. Why don't we just get rid of the IRS? Be a good start there, and then sack the Fed. That would work. Make me happy. Payroll tax break. He called for a payroll tax break for small businesses as well to help promote hiring. Maybe you could get the maybe you get all of the agencies off the back of American business, close those shops up. We can cut the budget by their salaries, and then just allow the businesses to work our way up out of this without your assistance. That would be pretty nice, Barry. But he didn't propose that anyway. His bipartisan plan enacted last year, he called the Hire Act. You know, the Hire Act. He's also proposing, has he ever done anything in his life, a gainful employment, other than maybe working at a car wash someplace or smoking dope on the coast? I don't know what he did, what he's done, but I imagine he hasn't signed the front of too many paychecks in his life. He's also proposing another $62 billion to extend unemployment aid for another year. Well, you can expect that. That's all he knows. Unemployment checks, money from the government, welfare moms, WIC programs, community organizing, communitarian law. That's Barry's bailiwick. Anyway, usurper calls for $105 billion for schools. That's it. Throw money at a failed system, Barry. Good plan, all right? We got to get all our teachers back to work. Why? Because the young people of America can go for 12 months, just 12 months, without having to attend public schools, their IQs would probably jump. Anyway, Obama called for $105 billion for schools. He showed a picture of some old abandoned schoolhouse that they're going to try and fix it up. Come on, you know better. Roads and other hype, I should say, but he said type. Roads and other types of infrastructure spending that was a major component of his signature economic stimulus package of 2009. Oh, yeah, all the roads are collapsing. Falling down around us. Yeah, that's right. He now wants another round of assistance to state governments to help prevent layoffs. The state governments ought to tell Barry the usurper and the Fed Gov to just go fly a kite. Well, and fly it up high like the other Benny did. And maybe they'll get struck by a lightning and have a brilliant idea. Anyway, he also promised to help more people refinance their mortgages at interest rates that are now near 4%, why don't you fire up some real honest-to-God legislation and get some real Justice Department work going and cream J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs and Bank of America and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all the rest of the Ponzi schemers there, Barry. That would be good to do. Give the people houses, give their houses back that have been scammed out of them by these clowns. Representative Sandra Levin of Michigan, the top Democrat on the House Ways and Means Committee, said the usurper is intentionally proposing old ideas. Time to act. The president's whole pitch, and a pitch it was. I mean, at any moment, I thought he was going to break out the, luster wear. He was going to reach down and pull up a Hoover vacuum cleaner or something, you know, Electrolux. Or maybe he was going to close the deal with some sample perfume and a Ginzu knife. Anyway, he was really selling it. Kind of like a bobble-headed doll, the way he talks. Have you ever noticed that? He tries to maintain eye contact with 600 people simultaneously, bobbing his head back and forth. There should be nothing controversial about this piece of legislation. Everything in here is the kind of proposal that's been supported by both Democrats and Republicans. Well, that was the problem, Barry. The cut, copy, and paste was pretty obvious, even to neophytes like myself. Anyway, let's go in here, jump in and talk about what Bernanke said. Now, well, let's go another one. I'll take you another direction. Mike Dorning here, writing this one for Bloomberg on the same line. The usurper proposes $447 billion job stimulus plan. The usurper channeled the nation's frustration. You know, now he's out there, he's got the Ouija board going. Got the crystal balls out. He's talking to the Tibetan, I suppose. Anyway, the usurper channels the nation's frustration with the economy that threatens his political standing and challenges the U.S. Congress to pass a $447 billion jobs plan tilted heavily toward the Republican prescription of tax cuts. Joint session of Congress. I wonder how much that joint session of Congress cost us.
Radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we got this article coming out of Bloomberg this morning, and he does bring up some pretty good points in this one, too, as well. You may notice, you know, the way that the usurper speaks to the people, you know, when he's in front of Congress or whether he's in front of the teleprompter talking to America in his little woodpile chats. Anyway, this is the way it reads here. The president, speaking before a joint session of Congress, demanded six times the Lawmakers Act, quote, right away on a plan that would boost spending on infrastructure, STEM teacher layoffs, and cut in half the payroll taxes. It's just the demand factor, you know, the way he demands things, you know. And let me be perfectly clear, you know, trying to go back to Milhouse, our old Richard Tricky Dick, another Tricky Dick in the woodpile. Here's another quote. The question is whether in the face of an ongoing national crisis we can stop the political circus and actually do something to help the economy, the usurper told the lawmakers yesterday, stopping the political circus. Well, you know, we got the chief clown, or the clown and thief right there. Anyway, job growth stalled last month. The unemployment rate has hovered at or around 9%. Of course, you know that's just not correct, folks. This is just boilerplate out of the Bloomberg cut, copy, and paste thing. They have to use these numbers that are put out by FedGov. I may just send this writer an email and recommend that he check out John Williams' ShadowStat.com website and start using more accurate numbers for unemployment. But the usurper's job approval ratings are falling to new lows as public doubts about his stewardship of the economy rise. Public opinion of Congress has dropped even lower. And if you watch them jumping up and clapping like a bunch of idiots for stuff that has, like they said, This is just nothing but retreads that he brought out last night, but boy, it sounds good, doesn't it? And in an election season, why shouldn't he? After all, he's on the campaign stump. Terrorism post bin Laden. Go from stupid to stupider. Terrorism post bin Laden dynamically shifts to smaller and strategic targets. That's right. People are going to be roughing up the garbage baskets over in New York this weekend, probably. John Walcott writing this one individually. Didn't think that was possible anymore. Seems that everybody has to have a CIA agent help them write the articles, and then they got three editors to make sure it's politically correct. But they got a 10-year U.S.-led campaign against Al-Qaeda. I thought we killed this jerk, huh? Like, what, is nine guys left to claim to be Al-Qaeda? Anyway, has claimed Osama bin Laden. In the news again? And many of his top lieutenants. Didn't know they had any status or rank. Anyway, while failing to extinguish the threat they posed, Islamic militants, go ahead and go after the burqas one more time, Islamic militants have adapted to the war on terror, creating new dangers that are harder to detect and defeat. Maybe John Walcott here works for the CIA or the NSA. I don't know. Maybe he works for some one of the many relatives of Edward Bernays or Ivy Ledbetter Lee. Terrorists inspired by bin Laden's violent message are determined to carry out... Wasn't he a poet? are determined to carry out smaller attacks and remain fixation on aviation and economic targets such as oil and gas fields, like, you know, in Libya. Pipelines, transportation routes, and refineries, according to counterterrorism experts inside and outside the government. Of course, they didn't name any of the experts who say. They don't do that, all right? Followers are using new and harder-to-monitor tools to preach, communicate, and raise money, and are trying to recruit operatives who arouse less suspicion. You're going to have to leave the turban at home. Mahfoud. Such efforts were highlighted yesterday by a government warning of a possible strike on New York or Washington, timed to the 10th anniversary of September 11th terrorist attacks. Well, Melody sent me a very, Melody Hallett, of course, host on the network here, give me some truth quest. Sent me a very interesting video. I don't generally watch videos, but it was a short one. Sent me a YouTube video of a 9/11 memorial that incorporates some of a piece of steel, ostensibly one of the beams from the World Trade Centers that's located in Israel. It's been around over there for a long time. So is the U.S. flag and steel all twisted up. You know how their art looks. Anyway, a memorial with all the names, I guess, of the people that died that day. I didn't even know that existed. Shame on me. There's things out there in this world that are going on I have no clue of. But I thank Melody for sending me that video because it left me speechless. I didn't even know how to respond to it. We had our ambassador over there talking at the dedication ceremony of a 9/11 memorial in Israel, of all places. I guess they lost a lot of Jew bankers in the towers. Anyway, let's go on. New York increases security on terrorist threat. All right, this is from out of Mayor Michael Bloomberg. That's why we go up on Bloomberg's website every day. That's why we go to this website every day, paying attention to what Michael Bloomberg is doing. He bought the mayorship, $200 million in New York. He keeps this website up there, and he's got a lot of writers. So anyway, Henry Goldman, Seth Stern, and John Walcott writing this. Yeah, see how it works? Collaboratively. For Bloomberg, New York police will increase security after receiving credible information. I was concerned about that credible information story. Isn't that hearsay? If it's credible information, how about telling us who it is? Who gave you the information? What did they say? That terrorists may be plotting an attack in the city around the September 11th anniversary. Mayor Michael Bloomberg said, quote, terrorists view the anniversary as an opportunity to strike again. Bloomberg said yesterday at a press conference. So I guess Michael's got an inside track with the Israeli Mossad. He knows what they're up to, and they do like numbers. They're really into that. And the Masons, they love it too. You know? Anyway, in the next few days, we should all keep our eyes wide open. Eyes wide open. Good morning, Vicki Davis. Anyway, New York police have stopped at least 13 terrorist attacks since 2001. I'd sure like to see that list, wouldn't you? While the killing of Osama, Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, has helped to reduce the threat, the mayor said, quote, the one thing we know is that terrorists have not gone away. No, they haven't. But I'd be willing to chip up a couple of $1,000 if we could get some of these dual citizen Israelis out of our Congress and send them back to Israel. Well, one foot on the dock, folks. One foot on the boat. Make up your mind. Is it going to be the Mari Mama? Or is it going to be the United States of America? Make up your mind. Raise your flags up there. Anyway, the threat concerns a possible Al-Qaeda-sponsored attack targeting New York or Washington on or near the anniversary. Dragging this one out, making hay with it. The official said the intelligence concerns a possible vehicle-borne attack. Look out. A car bomb. I wonder how that would look in cartoon form. I wonder if you could actually drive a car bomb into the base of a tower and have the entire building turn to dust. Maybe they'll have film at 7. Maybe they'll even have a camera on site when it happened. Another intelligence officer, oh man, oxymoronic there, I'll drop that, who also spoke on a condition of anonymity, well, I guess you can throw this one away, said the information hasn't been fully vetted. No. They found it scrawled on a bathroom stall in a subway, probably, with a Sharpie marker. Terrorists viewed the anniversary of September the 11th, 2001, and attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon in Washington as an opportunity to strike again. Of course, they never did say Shankville, did they? No. Said Janice Fedorczyk, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, maybe if they would get all of the Jews off the case and put some Irishmen on there, we could get to the bottom of this, but that's not going to be the case. Every name in this article points towards the Israelis, and we'll drop it right there. Let's go on to this one. I want to talk about banking today in a little bit more. Banks may fight banks as mortgage securities investors try for class suits. We've received a lot of emails along this one, banks fighting banks. And all this is right here on the front page of Bloomberg. Tom Wiedek, or Wiedlich, saying this one, writing this one for Bloomberg. Banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America Corporation, may pay more to resolve claims over their alleged roles in the collapse of a $2.3 trillion mortgage-backed securities market if sophisticated investors are allowed to sue as a group along with the savvy ones. Now, what's interesting about this article is that J.P. Morgan, one of the perps, is trying to sue because they're one of the perps. Wow. How does that work? Class action status allows investors to pool financial and legal resources, giving them greater leverage to win larger settlements or verdicts. The banks, however, have a court ruling on their side that may help fend off such blockbuster cases. Its class status is barred because some investors are too sophisticated. In fact, because some of them are rather banks, including J.P. Morgan. So you got all the perps and all the people that have been named in this Ponzi scheme, and they're suing each other over the Ponzi scheme. Well, it's possible, the article continues, said Jakob S. Frankel. Frankel. And that's why I like to read Bloomberg. It's these names. It just drives me nuts. Here's the quote. It is possible to be both an alleged perpetrator and a victim at the same time. That's right. We'll talk more about that right after this.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com.
That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
You know, some people say that we get a little bit too hard on the Jews from time to time. Well, look, I remember listening to a broadcast with Tom Valentine's broadcast on, I think it was WWCR in those days, or it could have been WBCQ. Shortwave. Anyway, he was interviewing a man. His name was Nabil Jabbar. And Nabil had just written a new book, which I ordered that evening. And received and read, The Rumbling Volcano. Nabil was an interesting fellow. He's an Egyptian Christian. But he was in traveling around the United States and selling his book and all that. But he made a comment during the broadcast, which I've never forgotten. And it is so apt, it is so appropriate, you know, especially in a situation like this, where Nabil said it's common knowledge, you know, in Egypt, that you can always tell the Jew. The Jew is the one that is crying out in pain while he strikes you repeatedly in the face, right? I'll say it again, just so that you get it. Write it down. I'm giving you everything you need. The man's name, Nabil Jabbar, the book, The Rumbling Volcano, on a broadcast, being interviewed by Tom Valentine. Nabil said, and he ought to know, he lives in that area, you can always tell the Jew, they're the ones that cry out in pain as they strike you repeatedly in the face. And so here this article just kind of confirms that thread. Here's the quote again. It is possible to be both an alleged perpetrator and victim at the same time. All right, this victim mentality. An alleged perpetrator and the victim at the same time. You can actually commit a crime and then be the victim of the crime. It's not the same as shooting yourself in the foot. But Yaakov Frankel, former U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission lawyer, now in private practice in Potomac, Maryland, quote, it's unprecedented that you have the most sophisticated institutions, that's debatable, as victims, to be in a position where their losses are so great that they have sued. I'm losing so damn much money over here, I'm hemorrhaging red ink, you know. I'm taking you to court. Wait a minute. I caused this mess. You talk about hubris. Anyway, let's go on. Here we go. Let's talk about Benny. Little Benny. Mr. Finance. Mr. Finance, it's me, Timmy. Is that you, Timmy? Bernanke says tighter budget may hurt growth. Yeah, and they would. Why wouldn't they say that? That's what they always say. Central bankers. Central bankers, what do? They profit off of loaning money to government. They don't want to see a tighter budget. So Benny comes up and he says, he's warning now. Fed Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, Jeannie Aversa, and Joshua Zumbrun, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg, warned that quick deficit reduction may hurt the recovery and said the central bank this month will consider steps to bolster growth and spur hiring. Bolster growth and spur hiring. Put that one up on your tote board. We'll see whether or not it comes up in the monetary policy tool basket that is explained in this encyclopedia article for the Federal Reserve. Here's a quote. A substantial fiscal, now notice this is finger pointing, whether you, my audience is wise enough to understand this. Remember, we have the balance scale. A balance scale, you know what those look like. It's the old tobacco scale. It's a balance scale. It's like Lady Justice and she's holding up what? Balance scales. It's got two pans, you know, on a fulcrum. Okay, anyway, so a balance scale. And in the left side, extreme far left corner, you have the Federal Reserve. You've got the central banking institution, you know, labor Zionism and all that stuff. You've got the Rothschilds in the left corner wearing the striped shorts. And they deal with monetary policy. And on the extremely far to the right, so far right that they look left to me, you have the congressmen that are mostly Israeli dual citizens and or travelers to fellow travelers, we should say, on all expense paid junkets to Israel recently, 81 of them. Still trying to get that list, haven't put it all together again. But on the right hand, the extreme far right and fan, you've got fiscal policy. That's what the Congress can do. So what is being said here is a dig by Shalom Bernanke against the Congress, all right? This is finger-pointing. This is striking the other person repeatedly in the face while you cry out in pain. A substantial fiscal consolidation in the shorter term could add to the headwinds facing economic growth and hiring. Of course, you know what a headwind is, and if it wasn't for the little caravel that was able to overcome that, you know, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, why, of course, Cristobal's Colombo wouldn't have been able to find Cuba. Anyway, headwind. Sailing into a headwind, you need to have the right kind of rigging to be able to do that, and Benji doesn't have it, all right? And so he's mad. He's mad as all heck here. And Bernanke said in a speech yesterday in Minneapolis, the Fed chief, in a speech to economists, so it was one member of the race talking to the other member of the race, although he's really not an economist, he's a schoolteacher, said policymakers have measures at hand and are, quote, prepared to employ these tools. See, he was listening to my broadcast when we were talking about Macondo Gently Weeps, where I said there was no way in hell that anyone should ever be able to drill at those depths offshore in our waters or anywhere else for oil exploration and recovery unless they had the tools in their toolbox and could verify it in advance before they began drilling. I mean, we didn't want to or need to hear stories about how they just didn't know how they could go down that deep and do anything about the repairs and the recovery. You know, it was just too deep. Of course, we've been much deeper than that. But they were in deep oil, and they were looking for any excuse they could find. But continuing, the Fed chief in his speech again said policymakers have measures at hand, and they're prepared to employ these tools as appropriate. And then it continues. Bernanke previously had said that possible steps, including buying more government bonds. Now, as we go through our study of the Federal Reserve banking system, we've discovered that from the very beginning, when the Rothschilds, you know, and when Cromwell opened the door to the Jews in England again, and they came in, flooding in, and created the commercial banking system that we live under today, when all that was going down, these were just some of the standard tools. They've had these tools in the toolbox so long, they could probably have cast them in bronze. But anyway, Bernanke previously said the possible steps include, number one here now, buying more government bonds, and two, lengthening the duration of securities in its $1.65 treasury portfolio. So we talked about that the other day. Liquidity, number one. Liquidity. Liquidity is really important. It's part of the process. Security or safety, that's number two. And then profitability. So absolutely, that's the way you go about it. See, if you're like 30 years old today and you're trying to put together your portfolio, you might be able to invest in a 30-year maturation device of some sort or another, so that 30 years down the road, when you become 65 years old, you've got something that's actually maturing right on time. And then next year, buy something that will expire in 25 years, and then something in 20 years, then something in 15 years, something in 10 years, something in 5 years, then 2 years, and so on and so forth. So as the longer you live out there on the other end of things, you've got all these instruments that are coming to maturity, and then you have liquidity. Today, you're not liquid. You bought a 30-year bond. That's not liquid. That's illiquid. That might challenge your solvency. But this is what they're talking about, all right? They're lengthening the duration of securities in its $1.65 trillion treasury portfolio, so they're moving away from, let's say, a one-month, a two-month, or a one-year or a two-year bond, and they're looking at 10 years at 2% or 30 years at 3.34. That's all they're talking about. Michael Gapin, and really shouldn't have to go to college for that. We can get it right out of the encyclopedia. It's so easy to find that we can even share it on the air. Michael Gapin, senior U.S. economist at Barclays Capital. Don't just call that one Rothschild. And a former Fed economist. Why are they all former Fed economists, or they work at Goldman Sachs or the SEC? I don't know. Said policymakers that their September 20th to 21st will probably decide to extend the average maturity of the Fed's bond holding. So bonds, that's what we're talking about here. Just hours after the Bernanke speech, the usurper called on Congress to pass a jobs plan. Well, we don't need to go through that all over. Let's go on to the next article. You know, everybody remembers probably hearing about that high-speed crash. We talked about it over in China, where they had these high-speed rails, and oh, my God. They ran into each other, so now they've shut down the high-speed rail program for a while, trying to figure out how the heck they're going to get around that. Well, Union Pacific CEO sees the rail crash system as a terrible waste. Terrible waste, that's his words, not mine. Bernard Cohn, I would imagine that he's Irish, writing this one for Bloomberg. Crash avoidance technology being imposed on U.S. railroads. I wonder how long it'll be until they're imposed on U.S. highways, and you'll have crash avoidance technology. You won't be able to drive within 20 feet of another automobile. Anyway, will be a terrible waste of money, and Barack Obama should junk the idea, Union Pacific Corporation Chief Executive Officer Jim Young said, experts say, and Jim's an expert, he ought to know.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, just two scant days off from our 10th anniversary, I guess you could say, or remembrance of the live burning sacrifice visited upon New York City, Washington, D.C., and airspace over Pennsylvania after they blew up that airplane back in 2001. Anyway, into the news we go. First hour of the broadcast, a variety of news articles kind of featuring the usurper and his speech last night. Did anybody notice? Did you see that speech last night? I can't help myself. I looked at that suit that the usurper was wearing, you know. I mean, that thing looked like it had almost the shoulders and the collar. I mean, I don't know if any of you have ever, you know, tried to buy a nice suit and had a suit tailored. It ain't cheap. Unless you drape perfectly like I am, of course. It's exceedingly difficult to get a suit to lay down on you like the way that one fit the usurper's neck and shoulders area. Very, 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 very expensive looking suit. And the shirt was perfect. Of course, Biden was Boner, and Boner was Biden behind him. But I couldn't help but notice that Speaker Boden, Boner, was wearing his pink tie. Oh, my. He was wearing his pink tie, you know. About as... Well, what do you expect? Radical Red Republican Party, Pinko sitting up there behind him. Anyway, the Boner and right in his, off of his left shoulder. The usurper's left shoulder, right over his left shoulder. The pink tie on the Boner and Biden sitting beside him. Poor old Johnny. He was completely deadpan throughout the entire event. Biden looked like he was going to go nuts. He was just clapping, smiling, and he was... Anyway, never mind. I noticed things like that. Incredible wealth. Incredible wealth. And most of the time I was really, you know, scanning the audience every time I get a chance. Incredible wealth displayed in that room last night. I mean, if you were just to add up all of the garments and the shoes and the ties and all of that, you know, that were in there, incredible wealth displayed. Not so much ostentatious, you know, ostentatious displays of jewelry. But the garments were incredible as far as the amount of money it would take to provide that many people with perfectly tailored garments. Amazing, really. But if you go back and look at the artwork that shows the founders of this country, and they weren't slouches either. Everybody's walking around in pantyhose and short pants, you know, and jackets and hair ribbons and things like that. And anyway, that's what they did in those days, too. Again, back to this article, Union Pacific CEO sees a rail crash system as a terrible waste. There's a lot of terrible waste these days. But forcing the adoption of this crash avoidance technology being imposed on U.S. railroads against Union Pacific Railroad Corporation, of course, Warren Buffett and Northern Pacific's not mentioned here. Forcing adoption of the systems at the carriers, such as Union Pacific, the biggest in the U.S. by sales, could strand goods on tracks and in terminals, Young said yesterday in an interview at Bloomberg's headquarters in New York. The technology, quote-unquote, is not proven to work. There's just more Band-Aids on the sucking chest wound on the body politic. But, you know, not to be outdone by the Chinese, we'll have to have crash avoidance technology on our railroads. For railroads, the administration's projected $1 billion in savings over 20 years is a, quote, a token amount. The usurper's administration decided last month to scale back on a Federal Railroad Administration rule Well, this harkens back to the beginning of the country, doesn't it? And found all about that with Gustavus Myers on a so-called positive train control technology. Positive train control technology.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, this is an article in regards to, you know, basically dropping the bomb on the railroad industry at a time when we really can least afford it. But this is so-called, you know, this is, you can go out and visit with Vicki Davis's website, www.channelingreality.com. Last time I was over there, she put a new word, put a new term up on her webpage there, technotalitarianism. Technotalitarianism. We talk about the technocracy. We visit with Henry St. Simon. We'll come back to our study of positivism in a day or two, but anyway, so this is a little bit more of it. So they call this one positive train control technology, which is designed to automatically apply the train's brakes when the engineers miss a signal. I hope they stop at the next crossing and let the engineer off. Maybe they ought to just fire the son of God. Anyway, amending the rollout was part of a regulatory overhaul intended to save U.S. businesses $10 billion over 5 years. For the railroads, however, the administration's projected $1 billion in savings over 20 years is, quote, a token amount, said Young. You got to know. And the chief executive officer, Jim Young, Union Pacific Railroad. Again, For railroads, the administration's projected $1 billion in savings over 20 years as a token amount. Omaha, Nebraska-based. I wonder if he's got anything to do with Warren Buffett out there. Seems to be everybody's based in Omaha, Nebraska these days, or Denver, Colorado. Union Pacific will spend $285 million on positive train control this year and $300 million to $350 million in 2012, he said. It's like I'm going to charge industry $10 billion to put investment in, and then I'm going to roll back $1 billion of it, Young said. That's a cost that would be borne by every customer that uses the railroad. All right? Another stupid idea coming out of Washington is going to increase the cost of the goods and services that we enjoy in this world. Well, anyway, I'm having a lot of trouble with that, so I'm closing it out. Keep bugging me. Go on to the next article. We don't need to talk too much about it. In fact, I think I'm ready to go into the other part of the broadcast. Let's go back into our monetary and credit policy of the Federal Reserve System out of the Encyclopedia Britannica, continuing our discussion started previously of the Federal Reserve. What are these tools? What are the tools in the toolbox? Went through this point by point, part by part, piece by piece. You know, who is the Fed? What is the system? What does it look like? The Federal Reserve System consists of, again, the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, the 12 Federal Reserve Banks, the Federal Open Market Committee, the Federal Advisory Council, and the member banks. And then they go on and they list all the functions. Now, we're in another section in this lengthy article, very illuminating article. I'm so glad I'm taking the time to read all this stuff about banking that I never knew. Of course, I read these articles in the past, but it was at breakneck speed. Although I must admit, this is a brand new set of encyclopedias to me, 1965 Encyclopedia Britannica. I got it while I've been on the air, and I haven't had a chance to really thoroughly peruse it yet, along with my reasonably a new acquisition of that set of encyclopedias, Encyclopedia Americana, both of which, and that was a 1950s model, both of which are very well-written articles. Monetary and credit policies, what I've been discovering, one of the things that I do, and perhaps you do it as well, I don't just take things that I read, you know, at face value most of the time, even though these articles just come and go on the Bloomberg website. One of the things that I really like to do is if I'm going to read a book about an author, I want to know something about the author before I start reading the book. So I do spend as much time looking into the authors and the people behind these various proposals and programs and stuff as I do with the actual book or proposal itself. And some of the authors that have written these banking articles for both the Encyclopedia Britannica and the Encyclopedia Americana are very, very intelligent people. One of the reasons why I almost always draw a line right in the sand there about 1960 and personally try and keep my research on original source material published before that time period is that you got people that were raised up, educated in our educational system here and in Europe and in England prior to the turn of this last century. You have people that were in school and living in the late 1800s and early 1900s. They have a different take, not only on our country and its roots, its founding, etc. They're still able to think back about the fireside chats they had with their mothers and their fathers about Abraham Lincoln and the War of Northern Aggression and the Radical Red Republicans and the emergence of this communist bunch that follows out of Eastern Europe and Central Europe and Germany and elsewhere and England, you know, with Karl Mordecai Marx and Frederick Engels and stuff like that. Very interesting because, you know, it's real time. They're not scratching their heads and wondering. They have word of mouth knowledge of this stuff. So anyway, let's go into this monetary and credit policy of the Federal Reserve System right out of the encyclopedia. Relatively interesting material. These policies, springing from the exercise of certain powers given to the system by statute, not by legal positivism, whatever the print says has the force and effect of law, this is statutory, represent in terms of their influence upon the degree of economic stability, upon the level of economic activity, and upon the price level, responsibilities which go far beyond the service functions described above. The Federal Reserve System, through its power to alter the size, the availability, and the cost of commercial bank reserves. When we're studying this stuff, we're studying two parallel threats here. One of them is the rise of commercial banking. And at the same time, it's this transition that happened from the very beginning of the idea where we're using bills of exchange and stuff like that, mostly in one country. And it morphed into basically running bonds and securities and financing governments and things like that, where they've all but turned their back on commerce, and yet they still call themselves commercial banking. And the rise in the power of central banking. Very interesting to me how this has come about. Loans made by commercial banks ordinarily emerge as increased deposits, either in the bank making the loan or in another bank. And as we've shared out of a previous discussion, when you make a deposit in a bank, whether you're a business or whether you're an individual, it's shown on the liabilities column. You know, go back to the Medici, however you want to say it, Fettuccine Alboro Dolce. It goes in on the liabilities, goes in this double entry bookkeeping system. It goes on the liabilities column, all of your deposits. All of those deposits have to be balanced in this system by reserves held by the bank. And as we go into this deeper, we're going to discover that it's not necessarily reserves that they actually have that have any value necessarily. They can be from the Federal Reserve Banking System itself or from the FedGov, Fed Reserve. And it's kind of an inbred system, but we'll go into it at another time, a little later here. Since member banks are required to hold a given proportion of their deposits as reserve accounts with the Federal Reserve Banks, they have to pony up. They got to pay their dues to the Fed in order to be a member of the Federal Reserve Banking System, one of the little daughters of the Great Horror and Harlot in Washington.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music.
Full range of electronics.
Computer and office.
Sports and outdoors.
Dry storable and organic foods.
Health and wellness.
Survival and tactical gear.
Home and garden and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, looking at the monetary and credit policies of the Federal Reserve System in a little bit greater detail. Again, and think of these balance scales and keep this in mind, you know, as we go through this since, and all of the articles we read about, you know, Bernanke, and I've got another article up on the web, on the browser I could go to and talk about Trichet, and the same kind of discussion. In fact, maybe we ought to just pop that one open and take a quick peek at it. This one, Trichet prepares the Draghi to use tools in the European Central Bank box. Hello? Central banking, right? And the Fed? God, I wish people would raise their sights a little bit, all right? We're dealing with a global financial elite, all right? You ain't going to do one thing in one place. It ain't going to happen every other place. This is going to have to be an across-the-board clean sweep to make this work. Gabi Thessing writing this one. European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet is clearing the decks for Mario Draghi to step up the fight against Europe's worsening debt crisis. Quote, if it remains a market crisis, the European Central Bank may just give banks more liquidity. The words that we're putting in our into our lexicon here. Liquidity. But if it spreads to the real economy, they may even cut rates. That's what they do. Raise or lower the interest rates. Increase or decrease the amount of money in circulation. Liquidity. May just give European Central Bank, may just give banks more liquidity. Where do they get it? Digits. Loans. They make money on all of this. They only have to have little teeny fractions. You know, we have the London Interbank overnight rate, LIBOR, about 0.002 little. They loan money back and forth between the various banks. It comes in as a deposit, has to get transferred over to the reserve account, so on and so forth. It's all funny money. It's all little digits. They're all in the usury. It's all about interest. Anyway, that's what they're doing. If things get bad enough, Draghi's first job in November may be to cut the rates. You'll raise and lower the interest rates. Trichet prepared the ground for that. And then it goes on and it says this. After last month's expanding its bond purchasing program, okay, buying government debt, bond purchase program to include Spain and Italy, and offering banks emergency cash for 6 months. So they go over to the Treasury, and they go through the process, and they create money out of nothing, and then they give it over to their little banks, all the little harlot daughters, right? This is what they do. But as we study it, we start to understand the system. We're less deceived and wowed by these experts that say. Again, Trichet acknowledged that the economic outlook has worsened and that inflation risks have eased. Inflation risks have eased. And then it continues. But back to the discussion. So once again, to the article, since member banks are required to hold a given proportion of their deposits as a reserve account, with the Federal Reserve Bank's changes in the proportion which must be so held, changes in the cost of temporarily augmenting the reserves through loans from the Federal Reserve Banks, or changes in the total size of the commercial bank reserves of the system will have effects upon the volume of new loans and deposits. And that's what they're hoping for, new loans and deposits. All right? You got to jumpstart the economy, the consumers. People have to spend. People don't save enough money in America. They need to deposit more money in the bank. So the money in the bank is charged off as a liability. Then they increase their reserve requirements. They go through the Fed, FedGov, and the Rothschilds make more money. And we're just, you know, we're just the pawns in this game. You know, we're the ones that are out here going, what the hey? Continuing, he says, the Federal Reserve System exercises its regulatory powers in the several ways, the most important of which may be described as the instruments of indirect control. Now, it sounds like the Inquisition, the Iron Maiden or something, being seated upon a pyramid with a 100-pound weight on your chest. Anyway, it wouldn't be pleasant to sit there. But they use that, the Dominicans. Amazing Inquisition. It's another story. Anyway, these instruments have to do with, one, the determination of the legal reserve ratio. And we've heard about this over and over again, changing the reserve ratio. Let's change the reserve ratio. Why the bank should have more cash in their reserves? Have to increase their reserve ratio, i.e., the proportion of its deposits which a member bank must hold in its reserve account. Two, the control of the discount rate. Controlling the discount rate. Yeah, discount windows and all of that, right? Sometimes referred to as the rediscount rate. And three, control of the open market operations. That's the FOMC. The control of the open market operations. And so you have Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, and he goes to the FOMC meeting, and we report on it every month. And then they make a report, and then the markets go gyrating around like a bunch of punch drunk dummies. One, two, three. These are their tools in the toolbox. All right? All of the rest of it's rhetoric. The purchase or sale of securities in the open market by the Federal Reserve banks, following a discussion of the basis of monetary and credit policy, the use of these will be described below. The purpose of the Federal Reserve policy is to facilitate the creation of a financial climate conducive to economic stability and to a high level of economic activity. Now, Benjamin Shalom went to college, and he was brought in because he was erudite and learned in the Depression and how to keep one going, apparently. And he's doing a good job. He learned, studied all about the Depression, and so he's replicating the Depression. He's good at it. He knows all about it. Knows every step to take. But, of course, we don't need to go that route. We don't have to go to Harvard to find out about the Federal Reserve banking system. It was created because by 1960, here when this article had been written, they'd already seen more of the Federal Reserve banking system than they wanted to see, and they knew all about it. And they're telling us in Bloomberg's articles and elsewhere things that we should know if we had access to a decent set of encyclopedias when we were growing up. There would be no surprises here. Anyway, thus, in a period of substantial inflationary pressures, as we live in today, particularly when this occurs in a period of full or nearly full employment, that's not the case. The Federal Reserve System may use its powers to restrict the growth of the supply of money or actually reduce it. Well, we can see that we're not in a period of full or nearly full employment, so we shouldn't expect the Federal Reserve System to use its powers to restrict the growth of the supply of money or actually reduce it. No. On the other hand, the authors continue, when signs of a recession appear. Now, we've seen that sign. Someone is holding the sign, recession. When signs of a recession appear, the system may take steps to increase the supply of money. You see what I'm saying? They can either raise or lower the supply of money, right? Or change the interest rates, or change the reserve ratio. That's about all the tools they've got. It must be remembered that the term money... Remember, it must be remembered that the term money, as used here, refers principally to bank deposits. It has nothing to do with gold or silver. It really doesn't have anything to do with Federal Reserve notes, those little promissory notes. No. But it must be remembered, as we discussed this, increasing or decreasing the money supply, that the term money, as used here, refers principally to bank deposits. The most important means of payment. And it was really based on all these deposits that started to flow in when they started the creation of the commercial banking system that really gave the Rothschilds the idea of how they could screw everybody and rule the world. An interesting note, by the way, Charles Montesquieu wrote this, quote, "To establish banks in countries governed by a single head is to believe that it is possible or feasible to separate money and power, That is, on the one hand, the possibility of having everything without the power, and on the other, the power without this possibility. People talk about end the Fed, end the Fed. May I suggest that we look at Congress first?
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Ener food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back again, let's reiterate this idea of defining money on this wise, again from the encyclopedia, only this a different volume of the same set of Encyclopedia Britannica's under banking. I've shared this with you previously. In the United States, at mid-20th century, for example, commercial bank deposits accounted for approximately 75% of the money supply. Bank deposits constituting approximately 75% of the money supply. It was estimated that in excess of 80% of all transactions measured in terms of value were affected by the transfer of such deposits by check. 75% of the money supply being transferred by check as money deposits, as deposits. And continues, it says, money is defined as anything that is generally acceptable in exchange for goods and services and in the discharge of business obligations, and that has a fixed price in terms of the unit of account. Of course, we can think back then about the gyro or gyro in Venice and understand at that time that it was absolutely imaginary. Imaginatory. It was an imaginative dollar. It was an imaginative amount. It had no relationship to anything at all, actually. So now let's jump over to the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences under bank reserves. They say here are their liquid funds kept by commercial banks in order to enable them to meet their demand liabilities as these are presented for payment. Now this, the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, was published much, much earlier in the 1920s. Let's see, I'm fanning for it quickly, being very careful. This is a very valuable set of encyclopedia. Let's see if I can get it. Here we go. Copyright 1930. So this is before 1933, all right? And here's the article, just briefly. Bank reserves are liquid funds kept by commercial banks in order to enable them to meet their demand liabilities as these are presented for payment. So these deposits are called demand deposits. You take a check, you go to the bank, you deposit it, present it for deposit. Then it's a demand account because it's a demand, you know, deposit, because you can go out of the bank, change your mind, decide, wait a minute, I got to go do some shopping. You go back right back into the bank and you say, I'd like to cash a check for $20 drawn against that deposit I just made. The bank says, okay. And they need to deal with it. That's why they consider these deposits that you make in your checking account, your savings account, as demand deposits. Right? And they need to be ready for that. A failure to do so would cause a loss of confidence, a result in the rapid withdrawal of deposits. The liquidity of all other types of business depends in part upon the ability of the banks to redeem checks and banknotes at sight. Sight deposits. Site demands. Any indication of the inability of the banks to live up to these expectations will inevitably affect not only the banks themselves, but the entire business community. Again, this written in 1930. Proper bank management thus involves the achievement of a certain degree of correspondence between the maturing of the bank's claims on others. This is this maturing. These are these different dates. You stagger the dates of your bonds and things like that. On others, and the anticipated rate at which demands will be made on the bank. And then it continues, and it says, deposit balances which one bank may keep with other banks are generally regarded as continually available for such uses, together with, now note the use of the word here, term, together with lawful money, they constitute the bank's primary reserve. So today, you know, and Benjamin Shalom said it, and he was right, he was right. Over on one side, you got the liabilities. Those are all the deposits. Over on the other side, you got the bank's reserves and their reserve accounts. And he said, correctly, when queried by Ron Paul, is gold money? And the Bernanke said, no. He didn't say no. He says, it is an asset. And it is an asset. It's also, at this time of the writing, was lawful money. Drop down a bit. With the increase in the size of banks and the improvement in the quality of the secondary reserve. And we'll come back into this increase in the size of the banks probably next week, maybe later today. I don't know. We'll see how far we can get. But this increase in the size of the bank, that goes back again to England. The amalgamation process, Chatter M in the chat room was talking about that earlier this morning in the early chat. But we're seeing fewer, and all of these banks just keep getting, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, HSBC, Barclays Capital, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. And they just keep, you know, all these little banks, how many have gone out of business in the last, you know, have gone bankrupt since the recession began in 1933? Lots. Anyway, it says fewer and fewer hands, but we see that all the way back in the creation of the Bank of England and ultimately the Bank of Scotland as well, also owned by the Queen. Or you should say the Crown. But here, with the increase in the size of the banks and the improvement in the quality of the secondary reserve, the amount of actual specie or lawful money reserve kept by individual banks has shown a tendency to do what? to decline. The bank's most important cause for this reduction is, however, the greater integration and centralization of the banking system, which takes the form either of closer relations between smaller local banks and large banks in financial centers, or efficient cooperation with central banks. The gold reserves of the banking system then become centralized in the hands of a few large banks, or even of a single bank. They are generally made available to the smaller or ordinary banks through a system of interbank deposits, most of which may be created by rediscounting the paper held by these banks. And it goes on. But what's important here is to understand that in this system that Rothschilds dreamed up here, commercial banking, after Cromwell, William the Orange and all the rest of that stuff, but after Cromwell, what happened here was that they moved in on this system and they started to gather up unto themselves, irrigate unto themselves, all of the gold out of these various banks. And by closing down all the smaller banks, they're able to vacuum in all of the assets, the real assets, out of the people, and they replace it with the deposit system, the gyro. In order to properly perform such functions, central banks or banks which act as reserve depositories must keep a larger gold reserve against their obligations. And so they hid those gold reserves, of course, in Fort Knox, right? Nod, nod, wink, wink. A considerable part of which may be obligations to smaller banks. In the United States, while the cash on hand of ordinary commercial banks comprises from 1% to 2% of their resources, not much cash on hand. Right? That's why you can't deal with the run on the banks. They only keep 1% to 2% of cash, you know, that big vault they got in the back? It ain't full of $100 bills, Dorothy. They keep 1% to 2% of cash on hand, comprises... The Federal Reserve Bank keep from 40 to 70% of their reserves in some form of cash on hand, such cash being mainly gold. What a difference, huh? 40 to 70% of the reserves of the Federal Reserve at the time this article was published was gold. While such a proportion of reserves is unduly high for central bank, even for central banks, it is indicative of the difference in function between the reserves of central banks and those of the ordinary banks. And so everybody knows, right, that the Federal Reserve has reserves and it's gold. Or at least it used to be. Not anymore. The reserves of a central bank are a good index of the banking strength of the country. Where's the gold? We don't have any. Where's the silver? I don't know. Maybe it's in the basement of the World Trade Center buildings. Maybe it's in the basement of J.P. Morgan Chase's Bank, New York's Fed. I don't know. Where's the gold? Over in England? In a depository? Maybe. Maybe all that gold is just tungsten core. I don't know. The size of the gold reserve of the central bank determines the upper limit for the amount of credit that may be made available. Wow, you mean to tell me we couldn't just have $12 trillion, $14 trillion, $19 trillion? $65 trillion, $125 trillion in debt if we had to have gold reserves somewhere? Possibly. For this reason, the ratio of the gold reserve to the credit outstanding as indicated by the liabilities of the central bank shows the unused capacity for bank credit expansion. This ratio, they talk about the ratio as the reserve ratio, does not, however, reflect accurately the state of business expansion and contraction because this ratio may be affected by international gold shipments, which bear only an indirect relation to business conditions. Well, it goes on. The purpose of sharing this article with you is that there's no shortage of the use of the term gold when you start peeling back the onion a little bit. It's only in modern days that it's all funny money.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos.
You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of course, this article that I'm sharing with you was written by a Frank Leroy Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R, Frank Leroy Kinder, who was a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, for years and years. And there's very little you can find on the Internet about him, at least that I was able to find. I'm sure 10K Puddles would be able to find volumes on him. But anyway, Frank Leroy Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R, wrote this article. But in addition to writing this article for the Encyclopedia Britannica, Kinder also gave seminars for business leaders and finance ministers, all right? So he had figured out some of the system, and he knew it and understood it well enough not only to write these articles, but also to teach it to those experts that needed to know. So we benefit from learning from such an excellent teacher. Continuing from the discussion again now, actions. Now, let me just back up to this little quote again one more time, just so that we get it in our mind. Let's see. Where is it? Here it is. Again, this was written by Charles Montesquieu. I got it out of another article out of the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences, quoting him. And here's the quote. One more time. To establish banks in countries governed by a single head is to believe that it is feasible to separate money and power. Can you separate money and power? No, he says, basically. That is, on the one hand, the possibility of having everything without the power. You've got to have the gun. This is why, you know, you go back and you look at, start out with the Medici, or go over and look at Sforza and the others in Venice, or as we did, to go and visit with Genoa. And you start to look at this process, and you have, during the Renaissance, a time of change, a transition period, where you had very, 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 very intelligent men, like the early Medici, who were scouring the earth. They were already involved in manufacturing. They were wool merchants. And they were already gathering wealth, lots of it, because of their international trade in wool, dyeing, and ceramic ware, and things like that. They had business. They were businessmen. And they were exporters. And this was, Florence is in Tuscany, of course. It's inland. It's an inland capital there. They established the port, an international port at Pisa or Leghorn. Anyway, the bottom line in all this is that they were very clever in the way that they went about the things that they did. They always expressed themselves humbly. And they did things, you know, like they say, you know, for the good of others. The greatest good is the greatest number. And because they were not originally a great family, they came up out of, they raised themselves up by their bootstraps. And they did come up with this idea of double entry bookkeeping, entry accounting practices. They basically never really started out wanting to be the ruler. It wasn't until their family started to decay after several generations that started to come on. They were always willing to stand in the background and be begged for their opinion and for their assistance. Some of that goes back to the Joseph principle, things you can learn out of reading the Bible. You got to memorize that chapter in the Bible, know and be able to recognize the Joseph principle when you see it right where you are, because it's in effect everywhere. This is the idea of coming up and advising the Pharaoh and standing in the shadows, you know, as the Grand Vizier, and then stealing everything from all of the Egyptians through heavy taxes and levies, until the people were just absolute paupers. And then they were driven out into the desert again, ostensibly, according to the story. And then they began to practice their craft on the rest of the world, and they've been doing so ever since. You notice whenever you used to see Barry the Usurper in the first couple of years of his administration, you look over his left shoulder, and there was always Rahm Emanuel's face. The Joseph principle. But let's continue along in the closing minutes here. Actions leading to either of these two results may be taken through the exercise of any one or more of the instruments of indirect control mentioned above. Possible actions when inflationary pressures are strong include the following. These are some of the things that Benjamin Shalom Bernanke ought know and employ. 1. The Federal Reserve System may raise the legal reserve ratios. Now, they're doing that even at the European Central Bank. They're doing it globally, raising the legal reserve ratios. This action would increase the proportion of deposits which commercial banks are required to hold on deposit with the Federal Reserve banks, and thus reduce the amount of new loans they could make. Now, wait a minute. Is that why the banks aren't making loans? Because they're employing tool one. They've opened up the toolbox. They looked inside. They found that old 5-pound cross-peen hammer. And there's that big old rusty screwdriver and that old pair of slip joint pliers. Now, that's the tools in the toolbox. They got three. So first we start with the cross-peen hammer and we hit them upside the head. Then we grab the big screwdriver and see if we can't jimmy it into place. And if it starts to slip out of our grip, we grab the rusty pliers and give it a good crank. About all they've got. So the Federal Reserve System may raise the legal reserve ratio. This action would increase the proportion of deposits. Of course, if we're all broke, and it ain't no joke, then there's nothing for even the small businessman to deposit. We've got to sell something, Dorothy, but they cut us off at the ankles by exporting, outsourcing, and offshoring all of our manufacturing. All of our jobs went with it. But this action would increase the proportion of deposits, they hope, which commercial banks are required to hold on deposit with the Federal Reserve banks. Of course, that only enriches the bankers. and thus reduce the amount of new loans they could make. Of course, it also enriches, you know, Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, Mr. Cohen, and all their boards of directors. Why? Well, because they're the filter, they're the broker, you know, between the Treasury and the Fed. Anyway, let's continue. Since loans give rise to deposits, that's what Barry the Usurper is trying to do here with this $475 billion bailout jobs infrastructure bank, which is really nothing more than the recreation of the Reconstruction, Bank of Reconstruction, right? Old tools, old stories, lots of history. But since loans give rise to deposits, the potential money supply would be reduced. Not increased, but reduced. Because the loans, they give the loans out, people make deposits. Potential money supply then is reduced because it goes right back into the banks. And they increase the reserve ratios. Federal Reserve Banks, here's number two. Federal Reserve Bank sales of securities in the open market. And this is what commercial banking is all about. This idea of all of these, you know, securities. And you can read that in these articles. They're going to buy bonds. Right out of the article here. After last month expanding its bond purchasing program to include Spain and Italy and offering banks emergency cash for 6 months, Trichet acknowledged that the economic outlook has worsened and inflation risks have eased. Well, if the inflation risks have eased, they've got to use the other tool. Reach for the screwdriver. Anyway. When the Federal Reserve sells securities, the purchasers of the securities pay for them with checks on their deposits. This reduces deposits. And since the amount of the checks will be charged to the reserve accounts of the banks on which they're drawn, bank reserves are reduced, which they then have to increase, especially if you raise the ratio, which forces a lot of small banks out, which facilitates the amalgamation and the growth of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, HSBC, Barclays, Bank of Scotland, yeah. All right. In any case, then, open market sales of securities by the Federal Reserve banks have the effect of reducing bank reserves. Thus, member banks will find themselves increasingly pressed to accommodate their loan customers, and the actual or potential volume of deposits will be reduced. We get broke. We go broke following this plan. Right? Banks close up. Businesses shut down. Can't get a loan to save my life. Got 15 houses over here. Can't sell one of them. Got 15 patents over here. Can't take any action on them. And number three, in the circumstances likely to follow upon open market sales, again, the open market committee, the member banks may be required to seek loans from the Federal Reserve banks of their respective districts. Isn't it always nice? Loaning out money. That's how they make their money. They're usurers. They're money changers. They're money lenders. They have been for hundreds and hundreds of years. Well, those are the tools in the toolbox. We'll continue this story tomorrow, or actually Monday. And in the meantime, have a great weekend. I'll be back. Hope you will be too. Good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.